This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, he had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com. Need tires or service for your car or truck? M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie is popular for its quality work that will get your vehicle running right.
I know very little about cars, but I have developed a lot of trust and confidence in Jeff Gephardt and his staff at M&A.
Cost is reasonable at M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. It's fair and honest.
Comparable or even lower prices than service at other shops.
And more than 1,000 tires are in stock at M&A Muffler and Tires.
M&A Muffler and Tire, we have a big tire sale you'll never get tired of.
All kinds of brands.
We've got big savings on Goodyear, Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, BF Goodrich, Mastercraft, and all major brands of tires.
A really neat service at M&A is free pickup and delivery. It's so convenient.
Total auto and light truck repair at M&A Muffler and Tires, Main Street in Fort Loramie.
Wouldn't take my car anywhere else.
Talk to Geppy, Jeff Gebhardt at 800-474-4123. Brookins in Fort Loramie is the place to be for enjoying some roasted chicken dinners, plus many specialty sandwiches, pizza, and the pork chop special on Saturday nights. Your food is cooked fresh. You see, Dale and Joyce Barhorst have owned and operated Brookins for 11 years, putting their heart and their soul into creating a fun, family-friendly atmosphere. Brookins is also the ideal space to reserve for family gatherings, birthdays, anniversaries, wedding rehearsals, and more. The banquet room seats up to 60, and the spacious second floor is open, too. With over a century of rich history and plenty of roasted chicken and Brookins burgers to go around, there's just no place like Brookins in Fort Loramie at 10 Elm Street and on the web at brookins-usa.com. That's Brookins, brookins-usa.com.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.
And good evening to you once again from here at Fort Loramie. It's high school basketball, the boys in action against Franklin Monroe. I'm Jack Kramer along with Chuck McBee on a cold December evening in advance of the Christmas holiday. If you're not out on the road listening to us while you're doing some Christmas shopping, hopefully you are in the tidy, warm confines of your house and you have joined ScoresBroadcast.com for the night. We should have a very good basketball game at Fort Loramie 2-0, Franklin Monroe 3-1. Franklin Monroe had been Division III the last couple years. Franklin Monroe now Division IV. It's a very solid opponent for Fort Loramie tonight. Redskins won the game by more than 20 a year ago at Franklin Monroe. Fort Loramie clobbered Franklin Monroe 2 years ago right here. But Franklin Monroe is coming off a 16-7 season, 10-2 in the cross-county conference. At Fort Loramie, the favorite in the Shelby County League to dethrone Rushi this year. Redskins 21-6 a year ago, 8-4, third place in the Shelby County League. Redskins with wins over New Knoxville, 57-22, Bodkin 62-29. Chuck, we knew Fort Loramie would be able to score points. A lot of experience back. It should be a very good shooting club, but defense has been the strong suit so far, holding two opponents to less than 30 in the initial couple games of the year.
Well, I mean, and that's, that wins basketball games, because you can have a bad shooting night. You can have a bad offensive night. There is no excuse to have a bad defensive night. So if you play basketball, you know, on the defensive end, you're going to be in every game.
This Franklin Monroe team is extremely athletic and conceivably features the best player on the court here tonight in Ethan Conley, a 6'3 junior. He scored 30 in one of the four games so far this year. He's averaging 23 per outing. This team is not an overly big team in that Conley is the tallest starter of the five, so Fort Loramie will have a size advantage. But Franklin Monroe is athletic, and Franklin Monroe will run up and down the floor. We expect a pretty high-scoring game here tonight. I guarantee you, Chuck, at Fort Loramie having limited to New Knoxville to 22 and Botkins to 29, will give up far more than 22 and 29 here tonight.
Well, I would think that Franklin Monroe, if they can score in the 40s, they'll probably be happy. I mean, and I haven't seen them, so that's a guess. But if you look down the Fort Loramie line and you got Nick Brandewey, you got Evan Burning, you got Dylan Braun, you got Eli Rosengarten, you got Austin Siegel, you got Tyler Siegel, that is a juggernaut of a group of kids that with lots of experience.
Yep.
And this is going to be a really, really good basketball team this year.
Yeah, these young men have logged a lot of varsity minutes, and that should bode well for head coach Corey Britton's team here in 2017-18. And beginning with tonight's game here at home against Franklin Monroe, the schedule for Fort Loramie gets much, much tougher. At St. Henry on December 23rd, at Jackson Center on December 29th, at Bethel on December 30th. St. Henry and Bethel both unbeaten so far this year. Rushi at home on January 5th, at Versailles January 9th. A couple games with Anna in the second half of the month of January. A Martin Luther King weekend date against Thurgood Marshall. A game with Minster here at Fort Loramie. And then later in the season, after we turn the page from January to February, at Fort Recovery, home with Marion Local, at Rushi. I tell you what, head coach Corey Britton's team will be extremely well prepared for a good tournament run in February and March of 2018.
And that's what you want to do. You want to play teams. I mean, you don't want to play cupcakes. You don't want to be Alabama playing football. You want to play teams that are going to make you better. And their schedule absolutely is going to make them better.
Fort Loramie girls gave a very good account of themselves last night. In fact, I talked to a number of folks out in the hallway to the right end of the gymnasium floor in the past 15 minutes or so who joined our webcast last evening and said they were very pleased with the performance by the Fort Loramie girls. So were we. You talk about energy, enthusiasm, not backing down, playing Tippecanoe's Division II powerhouse team right down to the very last minute, very hard. And, wow, head coach Carlos Siegel's team is fast rebuilding and very fast improving here in this young season already.
Well, you've got they start five seniors. They were going to be a really good basketball team anyway, and then you get Maddie Frederick moving in. How about Tip City?
Sure, sure.
And so they were going to be really good, and they became a great basketball team. And you talked last night about Alder not being the powerhouse they've been in the last few years.
Right.
They will be the prohibitive favorites to win Division II. And Fort Loramie starting a freshman, a couple of sophomores, playing sophomores all night long against all those seniors. Yeah, they really played well last night.
Tippecanoe girls play the Springboro ladies in a Martin Luther King weekend date at the Flying to the Hoop down at Kettering Fairmont Trent Arena. In fact, a number of newspapers here in the Upper Miami Valley published a story this week about the fact that we are seeing here on scoresbroadcast.com a number of Flying to the Hoop teams over a two-week period. Saw the Tippecanoe girls last night. Franklin Monroe and Fort Loramie boys tonight both play in the Flying to the Hoop. In fact, Franklin Monroe plays Minster at 11:30 on Martin Luther King Day, and Fort Loramie plays Thurgood Marshall right after that at 1:15. We've got Sydney and Versailles upcoming on the schedule here in the next couple weeks. Those two teams collide on the Sunday of the Flying to the Hoop in a 1:15 contest.
number of GWAC schools are sprinkled throughout the flying of the hoop schedule. Wayne, Trotwood, Madison, Miamisburg, Springfield, Xenia. But it's really a joy to see some of the better teams in the Upper Miami Valley right here in our scoresbroadcast.com webcast schedule.
No doubt about it. I mean, I was involved in that for the first 3 years, down when it was in Vandalia. And I think the best thing that they've done with is bring in locals, because I loved watching the prep teams come in there. That was fun. But if I'm just a casual basketball fan, if I'm a parent, I want to watch my kids play.
Sure.
I want to see local, and they have really increased the attendance once he started getting the local teams in there.
Yeah, at some point I think diminishing return starts to set in terms of attendance when you're putting on the floor New Jersey's finest, Delaware's finest.
Right. And they're not coming for free.
Right.
So that's the other thing. They're getting all their expenses paid.
Right.
So and Eric does an outstanding job. He is an amazing guy. Very, very smart man.
Well, again, here tonight, the Fort Loramie boys take on Franklin Monroe. It's been a short rivalry. This is the third game of three so far played since 2015-16 between the two clubs. And next year, the favor will be returned by Fort Loramie, which will travel to Franklin Monroe, which, by the way, opened the campaign this year with an overtime setback to Troy Christian, 58-54. Since then, Franklin Monroe has reeled off wins against Milton Union, 64-43, Covington, 64-53, and Houston, 69-61. Franklin Monroe's got some tough dates coming up, including the next game, December 15th, at home at Franklin Monroe against undefeated Bethel. Franklin Monroe finished second last year in the Cross County Conference, beat Tri-Village fairly early in the year when Tri-Village had a few players out because of suspension.
Right.
So many thanks to our great underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com, including our anchor underwriting sponsors, American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie, Barker Insurance, North Edge of Sydney, south of Anna, Holloway Sportswear in Sydney, Local Equipment in Jackson Center, U.S. Bank, 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District, Wilson Health Sports Medicine, and the Sydney Daily News with the best sports page coverage around. We've got our starting lineups and the opening tip in a moment. Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe on scoresbroadcast.com.
Good vision starts with healthy eyes. Primary Eye Care Associates encourages you to have a comprehensive vision and eye health know symptoms of a problem exist.
We recommend that parents of young children bring their babies to Primary Eye Care Associates and 12 months of age. They're called infants.
One of eight outstanding doctors of optometry.
And we children, they must meet activities.
No matter what age, Primary Eye Care has locations in Sydney, Fort Loramie, Jackson Center, Troy, and St. Paris.
Continued eye care is important for adults, too. We want to keep your eyes healthy for as long as you live. Primary Eye Care wants you to see your best, look your best, and feel your best.
Your Primary Eye Care team of over 50 associates is available weeknights and Saturday mornings.
We're committed to caring for your vision and eye health for your lifetime.
Visit us online at primaryeyecare.org.
A big thank you here tonight to our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram, customer service with a smile since 1922, M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timberman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at tomjerrys.com. Additional underwriting sponsors tonight include Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. Healthy vision for a lifetime. Thanks to Primary Eye Care Associates. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission, Vets Helping Vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Call 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. in Rushi, the Francis Schulze Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. The Jewelry Barn will make your ideas come to life. In addition, Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney. Go to the website for more savings, goffneyfurniture.com. Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and New Knoxville. Generation after generation of great service. Brookins in Fort Laramie, no good eating place quite like it. And the in-between just south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between, it's out of this world. Plus Frisch's in Sydney, Troy, and Tip City. What's your favorite thing at Frisch's? And gratitude as well to Clancy's in Sydney. Nothing fancy, just fantastic food and custom foam products in Fort Laramie, a world-class supplier. Starting lineups being introduced for the Fort Laramie Redskins in the home white with red numbers outlined in black. Nick Brandewey at a guard, 6'2", a sophomore. Evan Burning at a wing, 6'1", a senior. Dylan Braun at a guard spot, 6'1", a senior. And up front, Austin Siegel, 6'2", senior. Tyler Siegel, 6'7", and a senior. Chuck, it seems like we've been calling the names of these Fort Laramie players now for 4 or 5 years.
Well, they redshirted a couple of them. They've been here 6 years now.
For Franklin Monroe, Kyle Ressler, 11 points a game, begins at the point, 5'10", and a senior. And a wing, it's Brian Robison. Robison is a 6'1 senior. Kyle McGlinch, 6 feet tall, a senior, starts at a forward spot. He's at 12 points a game. Parker Hessler, 6-footer, a senior. And Ethan Conley, 23 points a game, 6 feet, 3 inches tall, and a junior. Opening tip to start the game is won by Franklin Monroe, but right away Fort Laramie steals, and Dylan Braun hustles to the other end for a game-starting layup, and Fort Laramie's off and running up 2-0. Here is three-quarter court pressure by Fort Laramie, slowing Franklin Monroe down, and in the right corner with the basketball, it's McGlinch, and he has his pass batted into the Redskins bench.
Well, he held the ball over his head, telegraphed where he's going to throw it, and then tried to throw it over 6'7", Siegel. That wasn't going to work.
Ball inbounded to Ressler near the timeline for Franklin Monroe, which is attired in the road blue with white numerals. And away from action, Fort Laramie called for holding against the Redskins. Evan Burning gets called with the common foul. 7:24 left in the first. 2-0 Fort Laramie on top. Franklin Monroe inbounds left of the basket. Ball rotated around to Parker Hessler in the right corner. To McGlinch, back to Hessler. Dribble drive through the top of the key with the left hand. Behind the arc now, fades and shoots off the back iron. Rebound Dylan Braun. Fort Laramie wants to run. Braun motors down the court to Burning. Ball high overhead. Goes baseline right to Austin Siegel. Back to Burning. Burning starts to drive. Pitches it cross court to Tyler. Tyler Siegel head of the key. Down a weave to Dylan Braun. Austin comes out to catch. Lobs down inside for Tyler, and he almost falls out of bounds, saves it right back into a Franklin Monroe player. Visitors quickly down the floor. Kyle Ressler into the corner. 1:20 played so far. Fort Laramie up 2-0. Here's a jump shot from the left flank by Parker Hessler of Franklin Monroe, and it sticks between the rim and the backboard. It's a jump. You look at the arrow. Redskins possession. Chuck, we don't see that happen very often.
No, that's hard to do.
Does that mean the ball is, what, about half deflated?
No, that was just a really poor shot.
Here's a little give and go. Foul line, Austin Siegel down inside of the cutter. Dylan Braun to the rack, and he's got it, and he's fouled. Dylan Braun with 4 quick points out of the shoot for Fort Laramie. 6:19 left in the first. Well, I was trying to get into a Deflategate discussion with you.
Yeah, we're going to. Tom Brady's not allowed to play the next game.
Dylan Braun drives the free throw right home, and it's 5-0 Fort Laramie lead. We've played just short of 2 minutes. Three-quarter court pressure by Fort Laramie. Ball thrown to Kyle Ressler at the timeline. Into the far left corner. It goes to McGlinch. Now it's rotated back to Ressler. He drives into the paint. Bounce pass, baseline left to Conley. Fadeaway 15-footer hits the flange way up in the air into the hands of Burning of Fort Loramie. He darts down the floor, gives it out back to Austin Siegel. 5:51 to go in the first. 5-0 Fort Loramie. Baseline left. It goes to Braun. Now to Austin. Austin Siegel scrambles for a loose ball, gets it back, feeds Burning. Baseline on the arc to Braun. Nearly walked. Drive for the foul line. Gives it up to Tyler Siegel. On top to Austin, and Fort Loramie resets. Here's a bad pass. Stolen by Franklin Monroe. Driving down the floor, McGlinch. And he scurries into the lane, and the ball is slapped out of bounds by Fort Loramie. 5:25 to go in the first quarter. 5-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. And Chuck, at this pace, Franklin Monroe may not score the 22 or 29 that Fort Loramie gave up the first two games.
Well, at this pace, they're not going to score at all.
Ball lobbed in, top of the circle. Zach Cable for Franklin Monroe. Hand off to Ressler, foul line. On the arc to Conley. He guns a three, and it rims. It was dead center, popped out. Loose ball rebound, Austin Siegel. Intercepted pass though by Conley of Franklin Monroe. Into the paint, and he rims another one, but he's fouled by Fort Loramie. 5:09 to go here in the first period. Fort Loramie up over Franklin Monroe by a 5-0 score. Conley one dribble, shoots the foul shot, missed it. Franklin Monroe still scoreless in the first almost 3 minutes. Austin Siegel to the Fort Loramie sideline. Second shot Conley of Franklin Monroe. Lotta rim, and it comes off. Rebound garnered down inside on the play by Fort Loramie, as it was yanked down by Nathan Ratterman. 6'2 junior is checked in for Austin Siegel. Here's Burning catching a pass below the foul line. He turns and hits. Nice jumper. Well done. Good pass by Nick Randowee.
Well, I'll tell you what, the JV game started 20-0 at the end of the first quarter for Fort Loramie, so it's kind of going the same direction.
7-0 Redskins. Solid assist by Nick Brandewey, leading to a field goal. 4:36 left here in the opening quarter. Here's a drive by Franklin Monroe on the run. Zach Cable puts it up in the air, deflected by Tyler Siegel of Fort Loramie, and Burning races out of there with it. Down the floor to Brandewey. He knifes into the lane, gives it behind him to teammate Nathan Ratterman, and he's on the money. Long three-pointer by Nathan, bullseye from downtown. And the visitors need a timeout. 4:17 left in the first. 10-0 Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
Very good start by Fort Loramie, Chuck. Redskins sharing the ball quite nicely.
Well, I mean, and that's what you would expect. It's a veteran team, and their defense is outstanding, but on the offensive end, they're going to be impressive this year.
Well, you sense the Redskins are playing as a result of the experience of playing together with eyes in the backs of their head.
Right. Yeah.
Ressler top of the circle for Franklin Monroe, which has been shut out through the first 4 minutes, 10-0. Ressler to McGlinch. Deep right corner. Handoff on the play to Robeson. Outside the arc. Deep left corner three. Pumped up there by Ressler. Hit the back rim hard. Came off to Conley. Conley on the baseline. Hounded by a Fort Loramie player who fouls. 3:44 left of the first. 10-0 in favor of Fort Loramie. Baseline left of the basket, playmaker, Ressler, inbounds it to Zach Cable, 15 feet away, throws it to a teammate on the arc. It's Parker Hessler. His long three clangs off the rim, and we've got an elbow foul on the rebound against Fort Loramie. Dylan Braun is charged with it. No, it's Nick Randowee who picks it up. 3:36 left in the first. Franklin Monroe still retains the basketball. It's lobbed into Cable at the foul line, behind the arc to McGlinch. He gave it up, got it back. They try to post up Conley down on the inside. He's not open. Here's a long three, gunned and made by Parker Hessler. Hessler swishes one, and that's the first field goal of the night for Franklin Monroe. And it took nearly 5 minutes. 3:10 left in the first period, 10-3 Fort Loramie. Here's Brandewee outside the arc on the left. Goes baseline to Tyler Siegel. He catches and in one motion powers to the rim and banks it down.
I'll tell you what, the slip screen to go up there, you fake the screen, you roll down the lane, and it works a lot.
Very well executed by Fort Loramie. 12-3, Redskins up 9. 2:50 to go, first quarter. Straight away, Kyle Ressler with the ball for Franklin Monroe. He sets the attack. Brandewee on him. Nick pressuring at the point. Bounce pass left side to Parker Hessler. Near wing Cable. Cable sizes up a three, snaps it off. It's in and out. No good. Rebound for Loramie. Here comes Dylan Braun down the floor to Brandewee. Cross court, skips it to Burning. Ratterman 25 feet away straight on. Nathan hands off to Brandewee, looks inside for the cutter. Burning can't find him. Ball rotated, left flank to Dylan Braun. He's available. He chucks up a three. It's in and out. Rebound down to Franklin Monroe. Here comes Ressler down the floor. 2 minutes left in the first. 12-3 Redskins. Near side of the floor, Zach Cable. Rotates it out high on the left to Parker Hessler. Left baseline, McGlinch. Jump shot, a left-hander. Good from 15. 12-5, Fort Loramie up 7. Here's Burning driving into the corner for Fort Loramie. Goes cross-court to Braun. On top to Ratterman, down inside to Tyler Siegel. Siegel powers with a half-hook shot from 8 feet out. It dances off the iron, no good, but he accepted a shove, and he will be at the stripe with two.
I like that shot in his repertoire right there. About an 8 foot, and he put it off the glass. Maybe he hadn't shoved, I think it got in.
Minute 42 left in the first quarter. 7-point lead in favor of Fort Loramie. Still 7 as Siegel is short on the shot.
Fort Loramie substitution number 33, Eli Rosenberg.
Yeah, Tyler needs to be able to catch that ball with his back to the hoop and get points. And he really came on strong last year. He was like a grown young man playing among kids late in the season last year, Chuck. He was outstanding.
Yeah, he proved a lot from the beginning to the end.
Second free throw also missed?
Yes.
0 for 2 for Siegel at the stripe on this trip, and Franklin Monroe garnered the rebound. There's a long cross-court pass, baseline right to Parker Hessler. Hand off to Zach Cable. Now Conley catches 25 feet away. Ratterman, the second different Fort Loramie player to guard the high-scoring Conley. Baseline right, it's dished to Cable. His runner is blocked. Nice play by Tyler Siegel. Here comes Fort Loramie down the floor. Burning, Braun, into Tyler, back to the basket. On the arc it goes to Eli Rosengarten, the 5'10 junior who's on the floor now. Stop and go move, Burning through the lane, all the way to the cup. No good, but he's fouled by Franklin Monroe. 56.6 to go here in the first quarter. Redskins up 7, 12-5 over the Jets of Franklin Monroe. Burning at the free throw line has always been a fine foul shooter for Fort Loramie. And he strokes this one up and in, and it's 13-5 Redskins.
Yeah, that is vintage Burning. Getting the ball, he makes that first move, and he gets to the rim so well. Shoots a lot of free throws because of that.
Redskins with a double weekend coming up at Fairlawn on Friday. We've got that game for you. The webcast begins at 7:40, tip-off 8 o'clock on Friday night from Fairlawn. Redskins travel to the Fairlawn Jets. How about this, Chuck? Two games in a row, Fort Loramie plays the Jets.
There you go.
Franklin Monroe Jets tonight, Fairlawn Jets on Friday. How about that for Redskin trivia for you? Here's a we're dialing up the funnies tonight.
Yeah.
Timeout called, 14-5. Fort Loramie, 45.9 left here in the first quarter on scoresbroadcast.com.
Hi, like quality furniture priced just right, always at Goffney Furniture, Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, home office and entertainment spaces, adult and youth bedrooms, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings. That's Goffney Furniture, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, furniture.com.
Good pressure by Fort Loramie throughout the first quarter, Chuck, has disrupted Franklin Monroe, made it tough for the Jets to feel comfortable in the half court.
Well, I like the fact that their full court pressure is really turning them back and forth, and then they are having trouble getting into their offensive set.
And now we've seen for the first time the star player for Franklin Monroe, Ethan Conley, bring the ball down the court. He gets it beyond the timeline. Feeds a cutter in the lane. Here's a shovel shot. Good by Zach Cable. Cable down around his knees. Flipped that one in.
Tough shot.
14-7. Fort Loramie up with 19 seconds to go in the opening quarter. Burning's got the ball 25 feet away. Fort Loramie jumped at 10-0. There's a long three try outside the arc, left flank. Missed by Rosengarten. Weak side rebound by Braun. He saves it inbounds. Off of Franklin Monroe player's leg. Cable got a piece of it. Out of bounds it went with 4.6 left. Redskins have the ball in the corner of the floor at the offensive end. And the Redskins have an opportunity to get a final shot closing the first quarter. Referee Frank Vitt set to hand the ball to Evan Burning, who whips it inbounds to Braun. Braun jumps and shoots a three immediately. Got backboard and rim, no good. Here's a rebound at the foul line. Shots made. It counts. Austin Siegel heaved one in off the backboard, and you can read Austin's lips. I meant to bank that one.
The bank is always open in this day of the ATM.
Oh, at the buzzer. Austin Siegel had the rebound come right to his chest, and in went the shot off the glass. 16-7 Fort Loramie after one on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. Call the Dickman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Dickman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. Thank you to our Fort Loramie game sponsors here on ScoresBroadcast.com. Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. You must check out the fine inventory of new and pre-owned vehicles at Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on West Main in Fort Loramie. Super deals, customer pricing, and financing always. And see cars online at GeyersInc.com. See the new Dodges, Chryslers, Jeeps, and Rams at Geyer's in Fort Loramie. GAIERS Inc.com. Need the right solution for true comfort at your home or business? Well, Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning in Fort Loramie will give your system the tune-up it needs. Place your confidence in Mike Holdhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, a family-owned business that's built its quality name on developing relationships a customer at a time. Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning, Dawson Road in Fort Loramie, phone 937-295-3243. Well, Fort Loramie starts the second quarter, making its initial shot to move ahead 18-7, and then Franklin Monroe is stymied, Chuck. Stalled in backcourt, 10-second violation.
Right, Dylan Braun did a nice V-cut, cut to the basket, caught the ball and shot it in the same motion for the score, and then they just got a 10-second call, like you said, with their press.
Randawita Burning at the foul line for Fort Loramie, starts down the right side of the lane, hesitates, then fades and misses a bank shot too long. Rebound down to Wrestler of Franklin Monroe. Hits a trailer behind him, it's Cable, and he guns in a three ball. 18-10, Fort Loramie's lead cut to 8. Deep in the right corner, Redskins Burning. Foul line, Austin Siegel. Left side, Braun. Braun Shoulder is a Franklin Monroe player who had position, and it's an offensive foul. A charge, number two on Dylan Braun. Braun off to a good start. He's played very well both offensively and defensively, but he's got to sit now for head coach Corey Britton's team.
I don't know who the player, I do remember the player of the year. That was Nate Lessing. But Dylan Braun would have been right up there in my book. That kid improved. He was a jump shooter and a three-point shooter as a sophomore, and last year as a junior, he became a complete offensive basketball player.
Sure did. 6:35 to go here in the second quarter. Franklin Monroe trailing Fort Loramie by 8. Jets have the ball to her right. It is Kyle Ressler deep in the left corner, and the ball is hammered out of bounds by Fort Loramie. Ressler will inbounds left of the rim. Looks in, lobs it to Conley between the circles. What's Conley got in the way of scoring so far, Chuck?
He's 0-for-2 from the free throw line. That's his only attempt.
And he comes in averaging 23 a game, having scored over 30 in a game so far. And here's a bad pass by Franklin Monroe. It goes out of bounds. And so far, Fort Loramie has throttled Ethan Conley of the Jets.
He's not touching it in scoring spots on the floor, that's for sure.
Foul line, Austin Siegel for Fort Loramie. Left corner, Brandewee. Skips it cross court to Ratterman. Out of Burning, right corner. Right back into Tyler Siegel. Tries to go to the cutter. Austin hooking up and stolen by the Jets. 2 minutes gone, second quarter. 18-10 Fort Loramie. Here's a baseline drive by Franklin Monroe. Then the ball is lofted to a player on the arc. It's Cable. Look out. In again. Zach Cable bombs in another triple. Jets within 5. On the giddy up quickly out of the floor. Burning for Fort Loramie. Darts into the lane. He uses the forearm to fend off a Jets player. And that's 2 on Evan Burning.
Yeah, they're starting backcourt now. Two fouls each.
Redskins need a timeout. Franklin Monroe on a streak. Down by only 5. And Ron and Burning have 2 fouls each for Fort Loramie. 5:44 left in the second on scoresbroadcast.com.
This very popular location for out-of-this-world food is right in between Bodkin's, Anna, New Bremen, and Jackson Center. But people come from towns everywhere.
My husband and I have heard about In-Between's great reputation for years. We finally drove up to the In-Between Tavern from 30 miles away late last year and have been here several times since.
And you, too, will return to the In-Between for out-of-this-world chops, steaks, fish, chicken, and more.
I've been eating fried chicken at restaurants for nearly 20 years, and the In-Between has the very, very best chicken I think I've ever had.
Your whole family will like the In-Between.
Tonight, 7 of us, including 5 children, ate delicious pizza for less than $30. That's a super value.
At the In-Between, watch your favorite game on TV. In-Between those tasty bites.
The food at the In-Between is just out of this world.
At the south edge of Bodkin's. 25 and 274.
After the offensive foul on Burning of Fort Loramie, Franklin Monroe has the ball in the half court. Here's a wild pass back toward the timeline, and it travels beyond the timeline. Violation against the Jets as Bryce Philbrin, a 5'11 senior, in the game off the bench for Franklin Monroe, could not track the ball down in time. 5:15 left, second quarter, 18-13. In favor of Fort Loramie. 6 straight points have been recorded by Franklin Monroe after Fort Loramie had gone on top 18-7. Far right wing, it is Austin Siegel. Ball rotated near side to Ratterman for Fort Loramie. On top to Brandewee. Whips a pass down inside to Tyler. A little half hook shot from 9 feet away. Good. Wow.
Is that nice?
Sure is. Smooth as silk. Very well done by Tyler Siegel. He will be a juggernaut in the post all year long in high school basketball. 4.5 to go in the second quarter, 20-13 Fort Loramie. Here's a drive to the basket right down the pike. Scoop shot is missed by Franklin Monroe. It rolled off the rim. Rebound taken down by Fort Loramie. Near side pass to Ratterman on the bounce. Hands to Austin Siegel. Right wing, it's Brandewee. Looks for the cutter. Instead, flips to Rosengarten on the arc. Now to Austin, 25 feet away. Here's Ratterman again. Right corner, Rosengarten holding foul on the Jets as a defender for Franklin Monroe grabbed a cutter for Fort Loramie. to keep him from going through. 4:08 left in the second quarter. Fort Laramie in the lead, 20-13. After a slow start, Chuck, Franklin Monroe very sluggish the first 5 minutes, but has played Fort Laramie even since.
Right, yeah, they're picking their offense up a little bit.
There's a long shot from inside the top of the circle, but Tyler Siegel, it glances off the rim, ricochets right corner. Redskins get it back. Ratterman in the top of the key, hands off to Tyler. Right wing, player open, available. Eli Rosengarten missed it. It clanged off the iron. Rebound down to the Jets. Quickly up the floor is Franklin Monroe. Ball rotated left flank to Philbrin. He heaves it opposite for Kyle Ressler. Extreme corner of the floor. He cannot reach it. It goes out of bounds. 3:33 remaining in the second quarter. Fort Laramie's offense a little non-productive the last couple minutes. Last field goal, a nice half-hook shot by Tyler Siegel. Redskins with the ball in the arc. Ball given up to Carter Mesher, who's in, a 5'11 junior. He logged minutes in the JV game. Carter on the floor now. Hand off to Nathan Ratterman. Mesher comes out to catch. Ball dealt to Eli Rosengarten. Little contact. He went down to one knee. Foul against a Jets player. Team foul 5 on Franklin Monroe. Fort Laramie's committed 6. 3:07 remaining in the second period. And Fort Laramie leads 20-13. Ball inbounded to Carter Mesher. Rotated left side of the floor to Eli Rosengarten. Rosengarten to Ratterman. Starts to drive baseline. He's choked off. Flips it back outside to Brandon. Wheeler will give and go with Carter Mesher. He's to the rim. Left it short. No good. Fine defense by Franklin Monroe. Loose ball rebound to the visitors. Ball thrown. Left corner. Kyle Ressler. Franklin Monroe can trim Fort Laramie's lead to 5 or 4. Here's Conley stepping out. High arching floater. A long two-pointer. 19-footer. Bingo. He's got it.
Well, I was thinking they needed to bring him away from the basket because inside he is not going to get the ball over top of
Here's a drive into the right corner by Fort Laramie's Brandewee. He lowers the shoulder, and the Redskins are hit with another offensive foul. Brandewee's got 2. 3 different Redskin players with a pair of fouls each.
That's the 3rd offensive foul on them.
Yep.
That means you're aggressive, though.
2:27 left to go in the second quarter. Yeah, you're aggressive. It also means the referees are not giving the benefit of the doubt to the offensive player. Here's a high-arching 3-ball by Conley. Once again, 24-footer, longest shot of the night. Hits the back rim, soars up in the air, and bounds off a cable above the backboard. It's out of bounds to Fort Laramie. 2:15 left in the second. Redskins up 5, 20-15. Fort Laramie's offense a little stagnant last few minutes. Near side of the floor, Carter Mesher. On top to Ratterman. Right corner, Rosengarten. Here's Mesher straight away. Fort Laramie playing without Braun, without Brandewee, without Burning right now. In the top of the circle, Austin Siegel goes to Rosengarten in the right corner. Starts a drive back out to Mesher. Near side pass, Ratterman. In the post, Tyler Siegel. Little turnaround, 5-footer. Makes it, and he's fouled. Good entry to Tyler Siegel, and boy, with his back to the basket, he is very dangerous.
His younger years, he was a defensive specialist, always been a good shot blocker. He has turned into a really good offensive player.
Yep, he has perfected the shot in the paint. Free throw by Siegel in, 3-point play completed. 23-15, Fort Laramie up 8 after Franklin Monroe had clipped the Redskins' advantage down to 5. Minute and a half to go in the second quarter. Outside the arc on the left, it is Parker Hessler. Baseline to Conley. Conley with a teardrop on the drive. Up and in over the iron.
Heck of a move on the baseline down there.
23-17. Fort Laramie's lead is 6. Rosengarten sprints up the left side, and he's bumped. The ball goes out of bounds. Foul called against Philbrin of Franklin Monroe. And the Redskins will shoot the 1-and-1. Well, we've seen glimpses of Conley for Franklin Monroe, Chuck, here in the last few minutes. And he is, as advertised, so fluid.
A lot of skill.
A big, strong kid with that kind of quickness, that's a good combination.
Here is the foul shot by Rosengarten. 1-1. He's got it. He earns the bonus. Second free throw. Rosengarten in the air. Once more, right down through. Fort Loramie's lead is 8, 25-17, a minute 8 to go in the second quarter. Here's Kyle Ressler on a weave to Conley for Franklin Monroe. Hand off in the right corner to Philbrin. Philbrin, bounce pass out high to Cable. Cable deals to Kyle Ressler. Ressler hands off to teammate Zach Cable. Back to Ressler, who dropped it, got it back. Darn near a double dribble. Hands to a teammate. He screens for his teammate. And Parker Hessler bangs down a three ball straight on. Nothing but net. And it's 25-20. Fort Loramie's lead shrinks to 5. Half minute remaining. Second quarter. Mesher, forecourt for Fort Loramie. Little give and go with Tyler Siegel. He pulls up, doesn't shoot. 21 seconds left in the second quarter. Rosengarten, Ratterman outside the arc on the right. Austin Siegel straight away. Near side Mesher, 12 to go. And Fort Loramie will get a timeout. Chuck will keep it right here. 11.6 remaining in the first half of the game. And Fort Loramie's up 5 by a count of 25-20. Opportunity to tell you a little bit about M&A Muffler and Tires in Fort Loramie. You better beat the winter weather before it beats you. Take advantage of a tire sale you'll never get tired of at M&A Muffler and Tires on North Main in Fort Loramie. M&A Muffler and Tire has got great selection. Firestone, Michelin, General, Uniroyal, Goodrich, Cooper, Goodyear, and more. Complete automotive and light truck repair, too. Your one-stop auto repair shop, M&A Muffler and Tires. Free pickup and delivery. M&A. Talk to Geppy at M&A Muffler and Tire. Jeff Gebhardt at 1-800-474-4123. 800-474-4123. Redskins inbound. Dylan Braun back on the floor. So is Evan Burning. Ball thrown deep left corner. Here's a shot jacked up by Ratterman, or I should say Rosengarten. Too hard, no good. Rebound Franklin Monroe, which comes down the floor and makes a three at the buzzer. What a shot by Kyle Ressler. Wow. Chuck, we don't see that except when we're watching the NBA. Missed shot by Fort Loramie, and away went Ressler. He took it about three steps over the timeline. And he launched in a running 35-footer. It hit the backboard, kissed the window, and it went. And Franklin Monroe is within 2 at the halftime break. 25-23, Fort Loramie, which suffered some foul trouble in the second quarter, hangs on to a 2-point advantage at intermission. Our Wilson Health Sports Medicine halftime report is upcoming. Redskins up by only a pair after leading by as many as 11 in the first half of this game. Redskins won the JV game here tonight. Fort Loramie up by only 2 now at the half in the varsity tilt. 25-23 Redskins here on scoresbroadcast.com.
It's the most valued insurance agency in the region. Barker Insurance is number one again, according to newspaper surveys. Barker Insurance tailors auto, home, farm, business, or life insurance programs just for you. With plans through Erie, Pekin, Buckeye, Progressive, Ohio Mutual, and others, your coverage meets your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, North County Road 25A in Sydney, phone 492-1857.
LaCal Equipment in Jackson Center Market in all 50 states and many foreign countries. We manufacture quality replacement parts for road and highway maintenance equipment. LaCal supports the needs of the counties, states, and contractors all over the world. We operate from a facility spanning 83,000 square feet on Pike Street in Jackson Center. Since moving from L.A., California in 1982, LaCal Equipment has called Shelby County its home. On the web at lacal.com.
What makes the taste of Frisch's onion rings so colossal? Well, we start with the biggest, best onions. Farm-grown, colossal onions. We slice them to just the right thickness, then hand-bread them fresh, never frozen, and fry them to a delicious golden brown.
it's the only way to make sure you get that signature snap in every bite. At Frisch's Big Boy, we wouldn't do it any other way.
This is Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee, here at Fort Loramie, where the Pep Band is striking up during our halftime break. Redskins own a two-point lead over Franklin Monroe, 25-23. Interesting turn of events late in the second quarter, Chuck. With the Fort Loramie up five, Redskins took a timeout, inserted Burning and Braun back in the game. Unfortunately, neither one of those young men got the shot. Franklin Monroe got the rebound and made a long Hail Mary three-pointer to end the second quarter.
Well, when you put them in the basketball game, I understand why you don't give it to them to do some kind of a dribble drive, because you don't want that third foul on a charge. But if you're going to run a play for a three-point shooter anyway, there's nobody in this gym I'd rather for besides Dylan Braun.
Right. Our halftime report brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine. Chuck?
Well, let's take a look at it. It's
your Fort Loramie Basketball Club raffle winners for tonight. The
six turnovers for the Jets, four turnovers for Fort Loramie. Both teams valued the basketball well in the first half. Ten rebounds for Fort Loramie, two offensive, eight rebounds for Frank Monroe, two offensive rebounds. Frank Monroe went to the free throw line twice, missed them both. Loramie, 6 of 8 from the free throw line. Individual scoring, Zach Cable scored 8 for the Jets, won two threes. Hessler scored 6. They got 4 from Conley. They got 3 from Kyle Ressler. And then they got 2 from Cole McGlinch. They scored 7 and 16, 23 in the first half. Loramie, on the other hand, led. Two people had 7. They got Tyler Siegel with 7. Dylan Braun with 7. 4 from Evan Burning. 3 from Nathan Ratterman. Rosengarten scored 2. Austin Siegel scored 2. They scored 16 and 9. And their lead is only 2 at the half, 25-23.
Now, Chuck, that first half is an example of what can happen to your lead when you have to put 3 starters on the bench for much of the second quarter with 2 fouls.
Well, and when you have to put your 3 perimeter players on the bench with 3 fouls or 2 fouls, that makes a difference. But they got the lead. They're not in foul trouble now. I can live with my players having 2 fouls at the half. So I still think they're in good shape. But you got to watch out for, they're doing a good job on Conley. But, boy, they got a couple of young men. Zach Cable can just flat-out shoot it, and so can Parker Hessler. Both of those, they got good form on that three-point jumper.
At 10-0 and 18-7, it looked like Fort Loramie might have a cakewalk tonight. But, oh, boy, far short of that. We've got a game here at the break. Fort Loramie 25, Franklin Monroe 23. That's our halftime report, brought to you by Wilson Health Sports Medicine on scoresbroadcast.com.
Here's another Wilson Health Sports Medicine success story. Sydney High School guard Ashley Egan recovered to top form after tearing her ACL in January 2014.
It was Ashley's birthday, in fact, and the Sydney girls were playing Houston. And Ashley injured her knee cutting to the basket. She just crumbled to the floor.
But Ashley's mother, Kathy, said Wilson Health athletic trainer Beth Danklifson was courtside and came to the rescue.
She was so helpful, so caring, and encouraging. Wilson Health Sports Medicine gave us peace of mind. We knew we were in good hands.
In 2 weeks, Dr. Matthew Heckler, Wilson Health Sports Medicine orthopedic surgeon, performed successful surgery.
Therapy began several days later, and Ashley enjoyed both soccer and basketball her junior and senior years.
And Ashley's Yellow Jackets hoops team won 24 straight games. For information about Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney, go to wilsonhealth.org and click on services.
We are so thankful for Wilson Health Sports Medicine.
Keeping athletes healthy and in the game.
Our student athlete spotlight segment here on scoresbroadcast.com is underwritten by LaCal Equipment at Jackson Center. LaCal promotes student academic success here on scoresbroadcast.com and has done so since the start of Scores 11 years ago. LaCal once moved to Jackson Center in Shelby County from L.A., California, thus the name LaCal. And during boys' games, we highlight a cheerleader from the Shelby County School or the Midwest Athletic Conference School. Tonight, it's Fort Loramie senior cheerleader Jenna Rosengarten, daughter of Charlie and Renee. Outstanding three-point student at Fort Loramie is Jenna. Participates in volleyball, history club, drama, art club, student council. And she will pursue a career in photography and study photography at the School of Advertising Art in Kettering. Jenna Rosengarten, senior cheerleader at Fort Loramie, recognized tonight. Thanks to Legal Equipment in Jackson Center.
Street sweepers and snow removers. For such equipment, a local employer manufactures quality replacement parts used across the nation. Close to home, Legal Equipment extends to students at Jackson Center High School the opportunity for a quality college education.
We know the importance of educating right now our future workforce and community leaders.
Legal's Roger Dietrich.
That's why we support Jackson Center High School with scholarships so students can go on and learn career skills.
Jackson Center students and their student athletes have benefited greatly from Legal Equipment for their scholarships. These student athletes have completed their degrees at universities and have started outstanding careers.
Legal began in L.A., California. It moved to Shelby County in 1982, and the community and Jackson Center students are proud.
Thanks so much to Legal for supporting Jackson Center High School.
We are Legal Equipment.
A big reason why Shelby County is a great place to call home.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com. Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County online radio entertainment system. I'm Jack with Chuck on ScoresBroadcast.com, your radio on the phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. Like to let you know about Goffney Furniture as we prepare for the start of the second half here at Fort Loramie with the Redskins leading Franklin Monroe 25-23. It's turned into a very good Division IV high school basketball game. Goffney is at Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. You should take advantage of outstanding new inventory of fantastic furniture at Goffney as a result of that September grand reopening at Goffney Furniture on Route 47 west of I-75 in Sydney. And for your convenience, use the Goffney Design Center and Room Planning Service. Extremely high quality furniture at Goffney, priced just right. Check out Goffney Furniture for your dining and living rooms, adult and youth bedrooms, home office and entertainment spaces, and more. Five-star delivery, 30-day guarantee at Goffney. Go to the website for more savings, GoffneyFurniture.com, G-O-F-F-E-N-A, Furniture.com. Our Fort Loramie game sponsors here tonight on ScoresBroadcast.com, as always, Geyer's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram. Customer service with a smile since 1922. M&A Muffler and Tires, a tire sale you'll never get tired of. And Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Place your confidence in Mike Oldhouse and Tom Timmerman at Tom and Jerry's, on the web at TomJerry's.com. Up third quarter, getting underway as the game began, just like it did about 40 minutes ago when Dylan Braun pumped in a basket. He's puts one through the hole in the first seconds of the third quarter to give Fort Loramie a four-point lead, 27-23. The original starting five back in for Fort Loramie after three outside players were on the bench in the second. A goal by Braun, a miss by Franklin Monroe, and then Fort Loramie, a bad pass down the floor trying to beat Franklin Monroe to the basket. And the Jets have possession a half minute into the third period.
Well, Franklin Monroe went to Conley that time, and they didn't have Siegel on him. He needs to understand that he needs to find who's open because he's not going to get that shot off.
Another floor error by Franklin Monroe, and Fort Loramie runs the court hard, and guess who leads the break? It's Tyler Siegel, who caught the pass of beauty, pitched to him down the floor by Evan Burning. Siegel under the backboard, reached back around and dropped it in off the glass, and he was fouled as he put it through. Good beginning to the second half for Fort Loramie. Out of the gates just fine, tallying the first four to go up 6, 29-23. Foul shot by Tyler Siegel, clangs off the rim, and the rebound comes down to Cable of Franklin Monroe. Cable in backcourt to Kyle Ressler. The two-point Fort Loramie lead has been stretched to six, first minute, third period. Top of the key, Conley, well guarded. Gives it up to Hessler.
Hessler picks up his dribble top of the circle. Comes back near side to Ressler. Kyle Ressler, 5'10 senior guard. Parker Hessler, his 6-foot senior wing player. Outside the arc on the right, it's McGlinch. Right back to Ressler. He sizes up a three, snaps it off, and hits it. 29-26. Fort Laramie's lead, 3. 6:22 left, third quarter. Here's Burning, high left for Fort Laramie. Flips a pass to Ratterman, top of the key. Right corner, Brandewee on the bounce. Nick dribbles with the left. Hands between the rings to Austin Siegel. Right back to Brandewee, 25 feet away. Little pick and roll down inside with Austin Siegel. He catches. There's contact. It's ruled offensive. Chuck, I'm not so sure that Austin Siegel really wasn't given space to turn around on that play. That was a 50-50 call. It went against the offensive player very easily. Could have been called a defensive block.
Well, yeah, and it could have been, but they're doing a good job of guarding that slip screen now. They're rotating over from the opposite side.
Exactly. Fine adjustment by Franklin Monroe. 5:50 left in the third quarter. Another long three try by Franklin Monroe. Parker Hessler missed it off the back iron. He followed his shot, got it back. Jets throw it top of the circle, intercepted by Braun, and as Braun scampers down the floor, a defender, McGlinch, gets over in front, blocking foul on the Jets. Four fouls on McGlinch in this game. And Bryce Philbrin comes back in off the bench for the Jets. He saw quite a bit of action in the first half. 5:39 remaining third quarter. Fort Laramie's lead is 3. Redskins led 10-0 in this game, 18-7. It was trimmed to 2. At the halftime intermission. Oh, here's a nice play on the arc. It's Burning. He hits Tyler Siegel, who slips down the lane all the way to the rim. He caught the pass head high and banked it down.
That was well designed. They were running Braun through a double screen for a three, and then Siegel released and rolled down the lane for the basket.
That was superb execution by Fort Laramie, and then good defense at the other end as Burning chokes off the drive as Zach Cable and forces him to step on the boundary, below the basket, out of bounds. 31-26, Fort Laramie with the lead and the ball. Driving down the lane, Burning. A late handoff to Ratterman for the deuce. Good assist by Burning. 33-26, Fort Laramie up 7. 4:55 left here in the third quarter. Here's a drive down the lane. Conley for Franklin Monroe. Should have shot that one. Tried to pass off, and the Redskins stole it. Nice pick by Brandewee, up ahead to Dylan Braun. Right side pass Burning, 4:38 to go in the third quarter. Redskins lead by 7. On the cut, it's Braun, elbow in the right, down inside to Siegel. Oh, a good wraparound pass. Siegel catches in great shooting position. He'll never be denied when he gets it that close. Up and in, and the Jets need a timeout. 4:29 to go, third quarter. Fort Laramie up 9 on scoresbroadcast.com.
Get connected to your VA benefits. Chris North of Shelby County served 4 years in the U.S. Navy. Chris is your Shelby County Veteran Services Commission officer.
If you are a veteran or a surviving spouse of a veteran, or even if you know a veteran, we want to connect you to your benefits. That can easily be done by calling us at 937-498-7282. 498-7282.
Or go to facebook.com/ShelbyCOVSO or call 498-7282. The Shelby County Veteran Services Commission. We're vets serving vets.
This is Jack with Chuck. Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee on scoresbroadcast.com. We were fed a first quarter score from Sidney Troy action. And Sidney led by 8 after 1. 19-11, Yellow Jackets, whom we'll see a week from Friday at Greenville. 4:29 left here in the third quarter. 9-point lead for Fort Laramie, which has started the second half, Chuck, much like the very first half.
It helps to have Burning and Braun out there on the floor.
Sure does. 30 feet away on the left with the ball, Parker Hessler. Hessler dumps it down in the right corner to Kyle Ressler.
Now between the rings, it's Bryce Philbrin. Franklin Monroe tries to set its offense and get the ball to Conley. And Fort Loramie has denied him shots in this game. He has not been free very often. And Franklin Monroe has to settle for a long three try. It's no good. Missed badly. Quickly, Fort Loramie down the floor inside to Tyler Siegel. Had Conley out of position. Didn't know it. Tyler had his back to the basket and dumped the ball back out. Burning in the right corner. Redskins up 9. Try to push it to 11. Here's a good drive by Burning. Overshoots, no good. Weak side rebound, Ratterman. Shot blocked. Braun gets it back on the arc, lets it fly. You can count it. Dylan Braun drains a three. All net, but Dylan, he is a pure shooter. If you don't get a hand in his face, he's going to knock it down. Better than, 70% of the time, Chuck?
If he sets his feet. He's one of the few shooters in the area that you're shocked if it doesn't go in.
Franklin Monroe turned it over at midcourt after the Braun made three.
And that was Braun who jumped into the passing lane and stole the pass.
Way to go, Dylan, who is minute for minute. When he's been on the floor tonight, he has been superb. Brilliant game by Braun. Redskins up 12 now after the Braun long three-pointer. 3:05 to go in the third quarter. Brandewey's got the ball inside the arc, nearly tied up. Goes opposite to Dylan. Here's a three-try, rim, backboard, rim and off. No good. Rebound, Franklin Monroe. Quickly, four-court left. It is Philbrin. He gave it up, got it back, shot the three with the left hand. Hit the rim, no good. Rebound jerked off the glass by Ratterman of Fort Loramie. Outlet to Brandewey. Brandewey cross-court, right corner, Burning. He snaps off a three-ball. It rims out, no good. Rebounded by Conley of the Jets. 2.5 to go in the third. Fort Loramie up a dozen. Philbrin, left corner. Now to Ressler, who rotates on top. Catching Philbrin. Baseline cable back to the basket. Tries to go to the cutter. Philbrin kicked on the play by Fort Loramie. 2:19 left in the third. 38-26 Redskins, who, when they've had the starting five on the floor, have clearly dominated Franklin Monroe.
Absolutely. I think Franklin Monroe did a good job of pulling Conley out a little bit, and now they've got him back inside where he's not been very effective.
Ball inbounded by the Jets to Philbrin in the corner. Cross-court pass to a teammate. It is pumped up there by Robeson. No good. Hit the rim. Bounced away. Rebounded by Fort Loramie. Here's a quick 60-foot pass down the floor. And the end result is a driving layup by Eli Rosengarten, who took the block from the defender and dropped it in as well. And Rosengarten's at the stripe with a three-point chance.
Did a nice job of keeping his head on the rim when the contact made. A lot of times the kids will drop their head and take their eye off the rim. He kept his eyes up there and made the basket.
Redskins have their biggest bulge in this game, 14 points, 40-26, with two to play in the third period. Free throw bounds off the rim, no good. Rebounded by Franklin Monroe. Jets down the floor. Philbrin between circles. Elbow on the left. It goes to Cable. Now to Ressler. Now to Conley. Conley challenged by Burning. Conley puts it on the deck, off balance in the lane, nearly walked. Threw it into the right corner to an open player, Philbrin, who lights it up from three-point land. His left-hand jumper was right on the money. Franklin Monroe timeout after the made field goal. Minute 39 remaining in the third. 11-point game in favor of Fort Loramie on scoresbroadcast.com.
American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie completed major glass installation for the University of Kentucky Soccer Complex.
At Kentucky, we strive to be the best in everything that we do, from the outside and the inside, and American Architectural Glass provided that for us.
Your commercial and industrial glass connection is AAG.
They were able to put in really nice structures from the bottom up. They were able to put really nice glass doors in, and I think one of the biggest parts of our complex has been the field-level windows that they installed down on the playing surface, so that our teams can watch from inside their team lounge. And that's been a really big sell in recruiting. It looks nice and it's very well done.
UK's soccer complex is one of the best in the nation, thanks to AAG.
It absolutely was. You know, the work that was done by American Architectural Glass was extremely high quality.
Ohio State, Miami University, and the University of Findlay are also satisfied customers of AAG. American Architectural Glass, AAGIncOH.com.
The Fort Loramie boys led in this game 18-7, scoring the first hoop in the second quarter. Franklin Monroe rallied, cut it to 25-23 at the half. And now Fort Loramie has surged again. Redskins were up 40-26 15 seconds ago. Now it's 40-29 after the made three by Franklin Monroe. Fort Loramie attacking to our right. Dylan Braun's got the ball at the elbow on the right. Now to Burning in the right corner. Looks inside for Tyler Siegel. Feeds Branaway down the lane. Herky-jerky moving the paint. Back out to Burning. He snaps off a three way short. Didn't catch iron and went out of bounds. Final minute, third quarter. Franklin Monroe needs a couple hoops to get it down to six or seven entering the fourth to give the Redskins a serious challenge through the home stretch. Here's a weave. Out back, the ball is fed to Robeson. Baseline left, Conley. One of only a few times he's touched it in the second half. Then he's got to give it up. He's doubled. Filburn back to Conley. Conley around Brandewy and Burning, then give it up to Filburn on the arc. Left corner, Cable. One-hand pass to Filburn. Baseline goes all the way below the basket and back out to Conley. Franklin Monroe simply cannot shake Ethan Conley free. He's averaging 23 a game, scored over 30 in one game, and eventually Franklin Monroe is stymied and turns the ball over out of bounds.
Conley's got 4 points tonight.
Amazing job defensively by Fort Loramie, which has been superb in its first three games of the season at the defensive end of the floor. Franklin Monroe at 29 in three quarters here tonight. And Fort Loramie's first two game opponents were held below 30 for four quarters. 17 seconds remaining in this period. Brandewy's got the ball near the timeline. Hand off to Burning. Burning foul stripe. Deep left corner, Braun. Braun steps into a three ball and buries it. Dylan Braun hits a long one with 4 seconds to go in the quarter. Fort Loramie up 14. In backcourt, Ressler. Ressler with a heave from 60 feet off to the right. No good. It didn't hit the backboard. And Fort Loramie has extended its lead to 14 points. 43-29 after three on scoresbroadcast.com.
The sale of new and used vehicles is booming at Geyer's Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Fort Loramie.
Thanks in part to the high-tech internet, our business here at Geyer's is reaching out far beyond West Central Ohio.
Todd Geyer says that customers are coming from hundreds and hundreds of miles away.
Recently, an airline pilot from Washington, D.C. flew into Dayton. We picked him up.
Wow.
And he drove back to D.C. in one of our quality pre-owned Ram trucks.
And recently, you had a family come all the way up from Nashville, Tennessee to Geyer's.
Yes, we did. That was just last weekend. A guy called and he drove from Nashville up here. Him and his wife picked up a trade-in truck we had here, just what he was looking for, and he drove back the same day.
You are always greeted with a big smile at Geyer's.
My whole family's bought new and used cars at Geyer's. Right people, right place, and right price.
On the web at GAIERSinc.com.
This is ScoresBroadcast.com, Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System. ScoresBroadcast.com, the radio on your phone for high school sports here in the Upper Miami Valley. I'm Jack with Chuck, Jack Kramer, Chuck McBee. We start the fourth and final quarter. Jets have the basketball, and Franklin Monroe tries to weave a bounce pass inside to Ethan Conley, hooking foul against Fort Loramie. Redskins second of the second half. Jets have picked up five. 14-point lead, Fort Loramie, 43-29. Left side of the floor, it is Cable. Cable whips it on top to Filburn. Another foul, Fort Loramie below the basket. Tyler Siegel didn't start the fourth quarter, but he's checking in now as Austin Siegel picks up foul number four.
Two quick ones.
Ready to inbounds for Franklin Monroe is Ressler. Fires near the rim to Cable. Cable catches, goes up strong. He's smacked on the wrist. And Fort Loramie gets its, what, third foul in 19 seconds?
Yep. Well, I sure did. If they were going to call something, it might have been on Tyler Siegel. I sure saw nothing on Braun.
At the free throw line, Cable for Franklin Monroe. He swishes the foul shot. Chuck, we have seen
numerous strengths here tonight for Fort Loramie, offensively, defensively, execution, experience, shooting. The one thing that can happen to a very good team, even if it might have fairly good depth, is foul trouble. You lose a couple of starters early on, have to sit them down. It can change the complexion of a game very quickly.
Well, there's three young men out there that need to be on the floor all the time, and that's Tyler Siegel, Braun, and Burning.
Yep, I would agree. 7:21 remaining here in the fourth. Here's a nifty drive from the left corner by Franklin Monroe's Zach Gable. He caught the pass at his belt, put the ball on the deck, a couple strides to the rim, up and through. A minute gone, fourth quarter, 43-32 Fort Loramie. Burning lobbing into the paint to Tyler Siegel, back to the basket. Little left-handed hook over Conley. It is off the back iron, no good. Rebound baseline right, Rosengarten overshoots it for Fort Loramie, and the board comes down to Franklin Monroe. Here's where the Jets need to make hay. Here's a quick jump shot, right flank. It is no good by Ressler. It hit the rim, kicked away. Tyler Siegel jerked down the rebound. Fed it to Braun, quick three, left side, short, no good. Rebound down to Franklin Monroe as Dillon might have let the air out of that ball too soon. Or I should say, pumped it up in the air too soon. One pass into the half court, and he let it fly. Franklin Monroe down 11. We near the six-minute mark, fourth period. Left side of the floor, Philbrin into the lane, shot fake. Head of the key, Zach Cable. Right side pass, Robeson. Deep right corner, Cable fading, rimming on the three. Rebound down to Fort Loramie. Franklin Monroe scoreless its last couple trips. Opportunity to get it below 10, didn't get it done. Burning's got the ball 25 feet out for Fort Loramie. Hand off to Ratterman. Ratterman gives it up to Rosengarten. Siegel, Braun on a weave. Five team fouls, Franklin Monroe. Left side pass, Burning. Looks for Siegel, top of the circle, he catches. Near side, Rosengarten to Tyler, baseline right. Pass was wide. He saves it inbounds, or does he? Nope. As Rosengarten tried to leap in front of the Redskins bench to catch it and couldn't get it done.
That's only the sixth turnover tonight for the Redskins. That's pretty good.
Another asset for this Fort Loramie team, and usually, Chuck, handling the ball, taking care of it well, comes with experience.
Absolutely. Yep.
5 minutes and 26 seconds to go in the game. Fort Loramie 43, Franklin Monroe 32. Dribbling up over the timeline, it's Ressler for Franklin Monroe. At the elbow, he's open, doesn't shoot. Goes left corner to Robeson. Cross-court pass collected by Cable. Cable on the bounce with the left hand into the paint. And he has delivered a blow with a forearm from a Fort Loramie player. Foul called. Five team fouls each way. Loramie 5, Franklin Monroe 5. 3 minutes gone in the fourth. 11-point advantage, Fort Loramie. Jets pitch it cross court to Ressler. Then it comes right back to the near side to Robeson, who drives into the lane and overshoots it. Had a fairly clear path to the basket. Rebounding foul committed by Franklin Monroe. Team foul 6 on the Jets. Yep, nobody's scoring right now, but that's to Fort Loramie's advantage. Chuck, Redskins have the double-digit cushion.
If I'm up 11 and nobody scores the rest of the game, I'm probably going to win by 11.
I think so. Inbounding, backcourt Burning. Pressure now by the Jets. It goes to Brandewee. He darts up the near side, behind the back on the dribble. Hooked away from behind by Franklin Monroe. And then here's a long pass, a run out. Kyle Ressler, he couldn't catch up to it, though. It hit the in line out of bounds.
Good thought, poor execution.
Ball was jammed away from the backside of Brandewee by Kyle Ressler. And then Ressler went cherry-picking the other direction. Franklin Monroe pitched it down the floor to him, but threw it beyond him out of bounds. Jets missed an opportunity. Near side of the floor, Burning's got it from Fort Loramie. Ball shaken loose, and diving in is a Jets player who stabs it out of bounds.
I don't know who that is. It's number 14. Not on the varsity roster.
Burning inbounds to Brandewee for Fort Loramie. with 4:26 to go in the fourth. Brandewee foul line. Good no-look pass down inside to Ratterman. Layup is missed. He's bodied and fouled, and Ratterman's got two coming. 4:21 to go in the fourth. Fort Loramie up 11. Tell you what, Chuck, when the Redskins aren't shooting the open three, it seems like the ball is always moving forward toward the basket.
Yeah, they take the ball. They've been a little hesitant here because of the offensive fouls in the first half, I think.
Right.
And that's Burning's game. Burning gets the ball. His dribble drive is as good as anybody in the league.
And we haven't seen it tonight, but as the year progresses, Nick Brandewee will feel more comfortable shooting the ball. He'll get his points. So will Ratterman. So will Rosengarten. One free throw made, one missed, but Fort Loramie, the lead is 12, 44-32. 4:15 left in the fourth quarter. Franklin Monroe with the ball. Cable, left corner. Checked tightly by Tyler Siegel, can't shoot. Goes foul line to Ressler, on a weave to Conley. How many points for Conley so far? Still four?
Four.
Unbelievable. Averaging 23.5 a game, and Fort Loramie's defense has not only controlled him, the Redskins have virtually stopped him. Dribble drive into the lane by Franklin Monroe, then a pitch into the corner. Cross-court pass right side. It is Robeson missing from three-point territory. Loose ball rebound to Cable. Shot fake, then Tyler Siegel deflects it beneath the basket. Conley, and an acrobatic play by him up and in. Timeout called by the Jets with 3:29 to go in the fourth. And it's 44-34. Fort Loramie's lead is 10. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi was established in 2011. A qualified staff at the Jewelry Barn to provide you with great custom jewelry and jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn also offering watch battery replacement, ear piercing, watch link adjustment, free jewelry cleaning and inspection for worn prongs and loose stones. Drop into the Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road and let Jolene Rinderly know that you heard about the Jewelry Barn right here on scoresbroadcast.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi at 2399 Rushi Versailles Road. Phone 937-526-5557 for the Jewelry Barn, which is certified by the Gemological Institute of America in diamond grading and color stone grading, and also certified in jewelry repair. The Jewelry Barn on the web at thejewelrybarnusa.com. The address again, jewelrybarnusa.com. The Jewelry Barn in Rushi, 2399 Rushi Versailles Road, east of town. 3:27 left in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie ahead, but 10 with the ball. Burning at the timeline. Dribble drive, top of the key. Hand off to Brandewee. Outside the arc on the left to Ratterman. Ratterman on the bounce. Near side to Burning. Redskins are in the one and one. Straight away, Tyler Siegel. Now to Burning, 20 feet out on the left. Dribbles baseline. He's crowded. Ball knocked loose. Pried away by Franklin Monroe. Burning gets it back. Little half-hook shot from 4 feet short. Rebound down to the Jets. Big possession, Franklin Monroe. Robeson throws on the arc to a teammate, handled there by Hessler. Cross-court to Ressler. Conley stands at the foul line. He's trying to make himself available. Now Ressler's got it in the left corner. Picked up by Brandewee. Ball loop cross-court. Jets having trouble getting a good shot. Here's a high arching three by Cable. Out of nowhere, Tyler Siegel blocks it and comes down with it. Chuck, that's the defensive play of the game.
They blocked a three-point shot and kept it in play. That's impressive.
Wow, what a play by Tyler Siegel. What a cram.
He's got seven or eight blocks tonight for sure.
2:15 left in the game. Here's Brandewee down the lane. Tries to hook a pass to Tyler Siegel. Broken up. It goes out of bounds.
Got bailed out on that one. That was not a good play.
You're right. Redskins out of control. Timeout call. Fort Loramie. 44-34. Fort Loramie up 10. 2:11 to go on scoresbroadcast.com.
Have you been considering LED lighting but feeling confused? Our talented team at Dickman Supply can answer all your questions about LED lighting and get confusion out of the game. We can help with the design and retrofits, plus even with obtaining all eligible utility rebates. call the Digman Supply Green Team or contact our lighting departments in Sydney, Greenville, Salina, and Marysville. Digman Supply, the largest Eaton electrical distributor in West Central Ohio.
U.S. Bank business specialists provide custom solutions for every stage of your business. We're here to help your business grow from just getting off the ground to maturity. With more than 3,000 branches, we're here to guide you every step of the way. To get started, visit your local U.S. Bank branch or usbank.com/business. Credit products are subject to normal credit approval and program guidelines. Some restrictions and fees may apply. See your banker for details. Deposit products offered by U.S. Bank National Association, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
This is Jack with Chuck on scorersbroadcast.com. We start the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie inbounding below the basket, and Dylan Braun catches at the rim and drops it through. Beautifully executed inbounds play, certainly talked about during the timeout. And Fort Loramie capitalizes. Braun with the two-pointer. How many points for Dylan Braun tonight, Chuck?
17.
17 for Braun. A minute 46 to go in the fourth quarter. Fort Loramie up 12.
At about 6 minutes of the second quarter with two fouls.
This has been a low-scoring fourth quarter. Here's a drive to the basket by Franklin Monroe. Shot missed. Ball saved inbounds by the Jets below the basket, but right to Braun. Chuck, what was the score at the end of the third period?
43-29.
So here in the fourth quarter, in 6.5 minutes, Fort Loramie scored 3 points. In fact, that field goal seconds ago was the Redskins' first of the fourth quarter. Franklin Monroe has tallied only 5 points here in the fourth quarter. Nick Ranawee fouled by Franklin Monroe. Nick at the line with the 1-and-1. Front rim, backboard, and down through. 47-34. Redskins up to 13. So many thanks to our anchor underwriting sponsors here tonight on scoresbroadcast.com. American Architectural Glass in Fort Loramie. Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna. Holloway Sportswear in Sydney. Local Equipment in Jackson Center. The U.S. Bank with 29 branch locations in the Western Ohio District. Wilson Health Sports Medicine in Sydney. And the Sydney Daily News, best sports page coverage around. Nick Brandewee made both free throws. And then coming right back is Parker Hessler for Franklin Monroe. And he lights it up with a three-pointer from way downtown to make it an 11-point game, 48-37. And the Jets, with no choice but to foul, they do. And at the line, Brandewee again for Fort Loramie. Brandewee coming off two straight makes. Is short on that one. Not enough arch. Rebound yanked down by Connolly of Franklin Monroe. Forecourt to the left. Here's a long one by Philbrin. Hit the back rim from three-point land. Rebound, though, to the top of the key. Jets get it back. Here's a drive into the lane. And then a ball pitched out back to Connolly. Connolly being handled by Burning. Now here comes Dylan Braun at Hessler. Hessler finds Cable down inside. A swivel shot from 4 feet away around the rim and off. No good, but a foul as a defensive player for Fort Loramie was on Cable's shoulder. Tyler Siegel picked it up. And believe it or not, Chuck, foul trouble for Fort Loramie in the second quarter among three outside players. Tyler Siegel, the dominant inside performer for the Skins, just picked up foul number one on him.
Yeah, they've done a much better job. It was the charges, the offensive fouls got him in trouble in the first half.
Right. Free throw good, but Cable of Franklin Monroe, second shot in, and it's 48-39. Fort Loramie up 9, 39 seconds left. Ball inbounded to Brandewee, and he'll toe the stripe once more. That was number 9 on the Jets, 1-and-1 again. Nope, that's up to 10. So Nick gets the benefit of the double bonus right here. Our next webcast on scoresbroadcast.com, Friday night, 8 o'clock tip. Online at 7:40 from Fairlawn as the Jets host these Fort Loramie Redskins on Friday evening. Fort Loramie at Fairlawn on Friday night. Brandewee makes the first. Second shot in and out. No good. Rebound down to Cable of Franklin Monroe. Outlet pass to Hessler. He drives around Radiman. Shoots it too hard. High off the window. Rebound down to Burning. Raked away off his foot. And it goes out of bounds.
29.7 left here in the fourth period. Baseline right, ball lobbed in, head of the key to Cable, back to Conley. Conley caught it at the elbow, didn't look to shoot, gave it up. It was deflected and stolen by Fort Loramie with 20 seconds to go in the game. Quickly down the floor, Ratterman. Franklin Monroe in chase mode now. And now the Jets back off with 11, 10, 9. That'll do it. Fort Loramie up at 10, 49, 39, and that will be our final score. A very low-scoring fourth quarter, and the Redskins win it by an even 10 points. Fort Loramie took the JV game tonight and wins the varsity tilt, but 10-49-39. Pretty evenly played fourth quarter. In fact, in that fourth period, Franklin Monroe outscored Fort Loramie as the Redskins played keep away. Franklin Monroe had to foul, and the story of the game was the defensive job turned in by Fort Loramie on Ethan Connolly of Franklin Monroe. He'd hit the 30 mark once already this year. He was averaging 23.5 coming into tonight, and he was held to single digits. Chuck will be along momentarily to wrap it up with our official scoring. So many thanks again tonight to these Rushi sponsors, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi, and Adams Tech Solutions with on-time high-tech computer solutions and customized promotional items like T-shirts, mugs, and pens also offered to you by Adams Tech Solutions in Anna, and Wells Brothers, Inc., which has grown to include 8 expanding divisions. And we take a lot of pride in saluting Barker Insurance, north edge of Sydney, south of Anna, one of our fine underwriting sponsors here on Scores Broadcast for multiple years now. Barker, the number one most valued agency in the region at 9040 North County Road 25A. You're covered with a plan tailored perfectly to your needs when served by Barker Insurance, and that's for sure. Barker Insurance, 937-492-1857. Chuck, as I alluded a moment ago, the story of this game was perhaps Fort Loramie's defense and the job the Redskins did collectively on Ethan Connolly, 23.5 points a game for the Jets coming in, and he was simply subdued tonight. Just 6 points all evening?
Had 3 baskets. He had 2 in the second quarter. He had a little bit of a mini run. He scored 2 in a row. Other than that, yeah, he had 6 for the night. He missed both of his free throws. They were led in scoring by Zach Cable with 13. It drops all the way down to Parker Hessler with 9. On the other side, Dylan Braun had 17, and Tyler Siegel had 13. And on top of the fact that Siegel had 13, I'm going to say he was worth another 10 to 15 points with his defense on Conley tonight. So Conley, because I don't think he has a restaurant. Our Clancy's players of the game tonight are Dylan Braun and Tyler Siegel. Both of them were terrific, just like you assume they're going to be every game.
Clancy's and Wapak Avenue in Sydney. Clancy's, nothing fancy, just fantastic food at Clancy's.
Hot, delicious home-cooked meals are a hit at Clancy's Restaurant in Sydney. All-you-can-eat fish on Friday, chicken on Saturday and Sunday.
Oh, I totally like the international cuisine at Clancy's. The first and third Wednesday of each month, we plan our schedules around it. I especially like the Greek and Chinese cuisine.
Nothing fancy at Clancy's, just fantastic food.
Without traveling to Dayton, I can enjoy authentic international cuisine right here in Sydney.
Teens fill their tummies at Clancy's, too.
Oh, the young crowd loves Clancy's. I always see them at after-school activities with the brown Clancy's to-go bags, and I just know they love them, and they love the sandwiches.
And what's your favorite sandwich at Clancy's?
Oh, definitely the topper. It's probably my favorite sandwich over all the Wendy's or Burger King sandwiches.
Eat in, drive up, order out. Clancy's, 1250 Wapak in Sydney. Phone ahead at 492-8820.
Clancy's is priced just right for the whole family.
Daily dinner specials under $7, complete breakfast under $4 at Clancy's.
Again, a big thank you to Bambauer Fertilizer and Seed in Pemberton, Jackson Center, and to Knoxville Brookins in Fort Loramie. No good eating place like it. Custom Foam Products in Fort Loramie. Clancy's in Sydney. Dickman Electrical and Industrial Supplies in Sydney, Salina, Greenville, and Marysville. Goffney Furniture in Sydney.
Go to the website, GoffneyFurniture.com, for more savings. Frisch is in Sydney. What's your favorite thing? The in-between to south of Botkins, where the food's not in-between. It's out of this world. John Hemp Imagery in Sydney. He gives you his very best shot. Primary Eye Care Associates in Sydney, Troy, Fort Loramie, St. Paris, and Jackson Center. Healthy vision for a lifetime at Primary Eye Care Associates. Focus on primaryeyecare.org. The Shelby County Veterans Services Commission. Vets helping vets. Get connected to your veterans' benefits. Phone 937-498-7282. Sydney Car Care, South 4th in Sydney, between the drive-in and the hospital. Fair price, fast service. Call 492-9495. In Rushi, the Francis Schulte Company and Superior Aluminum, plus the Jewelry Barn in Rushi. Let's make your ideas come to life at the Jewelry Barn. And in Anna, Adams Tech Solutions and Wells Brothers, Inc., and our Fort Loramie game sponsors, Geyer's Dodge, Chrysler Jeep Ram, M&A Muffler and Tires, and Tom and Jerry's Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air Conditioning. Fort Loramie boys, mighty strong, Chuck. The girls are coming on like gangbusters, too. A couple of strong high school basketball programs here at Fort Loramie, boys and girls, this season.
There's some things that don't change. As long as I've been in this area, Fort Loramie has played good basketball, boys and girls, and this year's not going to be an exception.
Well put, succinctly said. Our next webcast, again, is on Friday, tip-off at 8. We're online on Scores Broadcast at 7:40. ScoresBroadcast.com, featuring Fort Loramie boys at Fairlawn on Friday night in the Shelby County League. ScoresBroadcast.com, your radio on the phone in the upper Miami Valley. Rhett Gish is our ScoresBroadcast.com chief engineer. Chuck McBee alongside Stats Color On-Site Engineering. Jack Kramer saying goodnight from here at Fort Loramie. Once again, the final score, the Fort Loramie boys 49, Franklin Monroe 39.
This is Scores, S-C-O-R-E-S, your Shelby County Online Radio Entertainment System.